before. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us. Try to control us, they couldn't hold us. Cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggle in.
Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave. Back and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave. Back and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Get ready, Toronto.
The North by Northeast Music Festival, Canada's number one showcase of new music and talent.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer, songwriter, and more.
Da, 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 da.
24 hours a day, over 5 days, the festival runs June 16th till the 20th.
North by Northeast brings you bands from different countries across dozens of genres.
Your band could be part of this non-stop music party. Over 2,500 agents, managers, promoters, record label reps, and other industry delegates. The perfect place to network with the people who can help take your music career to the next level.
This year's coolest concentration of new music and new ideas where music's headed.
Get on the bandwagon and get your music submissions into North by Northeast right now. Submissions are only accepted online and only through Sonic Bids. Just visit www.nxne.com for details on how to submit your application. All entries must be submitted by January 31st.
This is Shane Nelkin from the band The Awkward Stage. You're listening to CKCU, the mighty 93.1.
Dandelion, dandelion, dandelion. You were prettier than them, dandelion.
Hello, we're Hot Panda, and you're listening to...
Audio.
Too many big words.
Hello, we're Hot Panda, and you're listening to...
Audio sensory rest.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Just because I can't say it. It's dumb. It's dumb because I can't say it.
Hello, we're Hot Panda, and you're listening to
Audio Sensory Resuscitation.
CKCU 93.1 FM. This is Audio Sensory Resuscitation. I'm Mike Mercero. He's Lenny Wu.
Yeah, I'm using a cone mic.
He's boy. Well, is it like an ice cream cone? It kind of looks like an ice cream cone.
Those old mic. Yeah.
Yeah, just don't eat it.
Yeah, wish Ed was.
It looks, you know, a metallic taste to it, I guess, because it's metal. Would there be metal ice cream? Anyways, he's got a new mic because he broke the other one.
Well, they're using it somewhere else.
with his charming good looks, of course.
So we just start off with Waving Fly by Kanon.
And, yeah, you have some news about Kanon?
Yeah, he was performing at the Canada for Haiti, the one, this Canadian special before the Hope for Haiti.
The
special.
One on every major
TV network. Yeah, major
network.
Strombo, Hickey, and who's the other? Who's, and that other guy, I don't know.
Yeah,
the one we don't want to talk about now. People don't like him now. That was it? Brian Mulroney's son. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben.
Ben Mulroney.
Yeah, because I know someone told me they don't like him.
Did you watch that Haiti special?
I recorded it. I just skimmed through it. And I was hoping to play a song from the Hope for Haiti, but I didn't get a chance to download on iTunes.
Well, maybe we can have that next week then.
Yeah, I hope I don't get in trouble. Because they're, I don't know, it's like, the, well, it's $7.99 on iTunes. It's a pretty good price for 20 songs.
Yeah, that's a deal.
So I was thinking maybe Hallelujah by Justin Timberlake, but I don't know, if I would get it.
Hallelujah?
Yeah.
Like the Leonard Cohen original?
Yep. It'd be the third time I'm playing Hallelujah, but haven't played the original yet.
Well, that would be like the 23rd cover version of it, of course.
Yeah, because I know last week I played Rufus.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can look forward to that in the future.
Yeah.
We've got a good queue of music ready to go in the hopper. We're going to get to Gogol Bordello with a track called Through the Roof and Underground. It's from this the movie Wrist Cutters, A Love Story. It's kind of like a fantasy thing. Pretty funny stuff if you have a chance to see it. And we're also going to get to some treats from Alice in Wonderland. Did you ever see that original Disney version?
Yeah, I prefer the Disney version. I heard something about the Tim Burton version. No.
Yeah, exactly. The Tim Burton version is coming up pretty soon. So we're going to take a journey back to 1951 with Disney's classic film. And, of course, it's the adaptation of the book by Lewis Carroll, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And we'll hear a trio of songs from the original soundtrack. So the first one will be I'm Late, for a very, very important date. And then We'll Smoke the Monster Out, and my personal favorite, the Unbirthday Song from the Mad Tea Party Scene, which devotedly portrays its corresponding chapter in Carroll's book with puns, syntax, and grammar debates for nerds like me. And, of course, the eccentric behavior of the Mad Hatter celebrating the unbirthdays of he and his fellow companions, the March Hare and the Lethargic Dormouse. I think you get to hear the March Hare in the song, not the Dormouse. That's in the extended version. That'll be for our online listeners, maybe, as a special treat. So do you know what an unbirthday is?
Actually, I don't know.
Well, you have one birthday in a year, right?
Yeah.
So you have 364 unbirthdays in a year. So happy unbirthday, Lenny.
Shit.
Happy unbirthday to myself and many of you out there. Happy unbirthday. So we'll have that from Disney's Alice in Wonderland, and we're going to kick this one off with Millencolin and Greener Grass, CKCU 93.1 FM.
Quite a lot as I thought I'd be living my dream. tourist trap set up for you in every corner of this town. And so you learn the only way to go is underground. When there's a trap set up for you in every corner of your room, and so you learn the only way to go is through the room. Underdog zoo, and if you want it, you always have to make your own fun. And I see upper dog leisurely sighing, the local cultures are dying and dying, the programmed robots are buying and buying, and oh, secluded freaks, they are still trying, trying. Between their father's lies, and Boy Scouts ask, Pa, where do they go? They go to the country that they only know, just like the meanings they lay between the lines, between the borders the real countries hide. Their strategy was so they advertise. Their strategy of being is one of in your face disguise. Oh, 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 through the roof, underground. Oh, 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 through the roof, underground. Will be discombobled around the stump of bigotry of road. Серебряные зайцы водят хоровод.
Resuscitation. important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. No, I'm overdue. I'm really in a stew. No time to say goodbye. Hello, I'm late.
All this bit of rubbish ought to do.
Oh, dear.
We'll smoke the blighter out. We'll smoke the monster out. We'll roast the blighter's toes. We'll toast the bounder's nose. Just fetch that gate. We'll make it clear that monsters aren't welcome here. Without a single doubt, we'll smoke the monster out.
We'll smoke the monster out. No, oh, my poor house and furniture.
Happy on birthday.
Yeah, totally.
It's 25 minutes past 10 in the morning, and we just heard three tracks from the original soundtrack for Disney's Alice in Wonderland from 1951. One of my favorites.
1951? 1951. I thought it was 1960. Oh, my goodness.
Wikipedia.
Okay.
So we heard I'm Late, and then we heard We'll Smoke the Monster Out, and the one we just heard was the Unbirthday song. Happy Unbirthday.
Yeah. And I think I missed it on DVD. I think it's in the vault now.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Disney does with their DVDs. Oh, right. They put in their vault, and they wait like probably 10 years or 20 years for it to come back.
And then they can sell them at a premium price. Well, speaking of which, for listeners, for a giveaway, no, it's a lend-away, for listeners who it's their own birthday, they call in, I will lend them my VHS copy of Alice in Wonderland.
How much is that worth now?
Oh, it's priceless.
Oh, it's wrecked now?
And I'm serious. I will lend it. I really enjoy the movie. I like to share things. 613-520-CKCU. To kick that one off, we had Millencolin and Greener Grass, and then we had Gogol Bordello with Through the Roof and Underground. That was not a good accent.
Any good TV shows you've watched lately?
You know, I haven't been watching much TV. Are you leading into something?
Oh, no, I was just wondering. No, how about radio shows?
I heard the Wild Burke show last week.
You did.
It was quite wonderful. Yeah. For those who don't know, that's Lenny's weekly show.
And usually Sunday nights, I don't think I'll be watching TV now since I had to listen to the Strombo show.
George.
Yep. 4 hours, 8 to 12 midnight.
He has a radio show now. Is that?
Yeah, it's always been on Sunday since November on CBC Radio 2, which used to play a lot of classical music. Now it seems like Sunday they play Sunday night they play music.
Okay.
Main pop music, mainstream rock. Yeah, so it's so totally different
than his normal the hour with his.
His hour is just all talk.
Yeah, his red chairs and.
Yeah, but it's been a while that we heard George play music. He used to be on much music.
It's true.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Yeah.
Can you spell Strombolopoulos?
Oh, God. Strombou. Oh, God.
L-O-P.
Oh, goodness, man.
P-O-U-L-O-U-S.
And there's another guy who's like almost has a... But he's the co-host of Good Morning America, George Stephanopoulos.
Well, yeah. if you listeners out there can spell George Strombolopoulos correctly, you can call in and I will lend you my VHS copy of Alice in Wonderland. I'm going to try to play a little clip here. It's from the Mad Tea Party. I'm just have it on YouTube, so hopefully it'll sound okay. But it's fixing the white rabbit's watch, but
watch?
Not really. They're putting butter and jam and stuff in it.
And
so
tea.
So here it is, a little clip.
No, you'll get crumbs in it.
Oh, this is the very best butter. What are you talking about?
Tea?
Oh, I never thought of tea, of course.
No.
Tea.
No, not tea.
Sugar, 2 spoons, just 2 spoons, thank you, yes.
Be careful.
Jam?
I forgot all about jam.
No,
just show
tea.
You what a place to do.
Mustard?
Mustard, yes, but mustard? Don't let's be silly. Lemon, that's different.
Mustard? Don't let's be silly.
That's crazy.
That's the most wonderful line ever. And I think it's going to become an idiom because, you know, if you have a hot dog and you're at a street meat vendor and they'll say, what do you want on your hot dog? You want the works?
Yeah.
Ketchup, onions, mustard?
Yeah. I'm starting
don't
to
be.
Now I'm starting to think of shawarmas now. Oh, my goodness.
Please don't. You know, I could go into a tangent about the most amazing submarine sandwich I had that I made myself last night. Took me 2 hours, but it was well worth it. That includes going to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have lots of time on my hands. Okay.
We have 15
so a
minutes.
Note. A note. Yes. Until you kick off your stuff. A note on Alice in Wonderland and the Mad Tea Party. You know the term "Mad as a Hatter."
Sort of.
Well, apparently, the name of the character Mad Hatter was inspired by that phrase, "as mad as a hatter." And, of course, the Mad Hatter's profession is he's a hatter. He makes hats.
Yep.
And so mercury was used in the process of curing felt used in some hats, and it was impossible for hatters at the time to avoid inhaling the mercury fumes giving off during the hat-making process.
Oh, my God.
So these hatters often suffered mercury poisoning at, you know, from the vapor, and it caused neurological damage, including confused speech and distorted vision. And it was not unusual for the hatters at that point to appear disturbed or mentally confused. So hat making was the main trade in Stockport, where near where Lewis Carroll lived, the author of the book.
My mind had
Alice's.
I had C.S. Lewis for no reason. I forgot who was the writer. Lewis Carroll, man. Mm-hmm. They almost sound the same. Man. C.S. Lewis and Lewis Carroll.
Yeah. Oh, Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, or Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and C.S. Lewis. Is that Narnia?
Yeah,
Narnia. Chronicles of Narnia. So let's get to our next set. We've got some more tune skis to go in the hopper. We're going to get to some Hoxley Workman, Serena Ryder, and...
They'll be performing at the Olympics.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Check the date again. Or we could do that later on.
We'll give you... We'll figure that out. We'll come back to you. So we're going to get to The Common Cold by Hoxley Workman.
Does he have a new album coming out soon?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't he come out every year?
It's called Meat.
Does he come out every year?
Pretty much. Yeah. He's quite productive, and he's coming to Ottawa, like, in a while.
March?
Yeah. March, April.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. 2021.
I still like Piano Blink. That's the only song I like.
It's a good song. I like this song. Common Cold on CKCU 93.1 FM.
Common cold, common cold, Christmas time with the common cold. Oh, I won't go back, and I'm never getting over this common cold. We're much the same, heading home on a plane, lying at the border to avoid paying claims, 'cause our bags are full of presents and it's Christmas all the same. We just got home off the
most of the time,
CKCU is interested in what our listeners have to say. If you log on now to our website at www.ckcufm.com, you can take part in our 2009 listener survey.
Our survey said...
The survey is for the exclusive use of Radio Carlton Management, and your results will in no way be made public.
Oh, yes. Indeed, yes.
We are only interested in your opinions, so please feel free to speak your mind.
Survey said...
Oui, toujours.
Your name and answers will be kept confidential. Everyone who completes a 2009 listener survey by December 31st will be entered in a draw to win passes from the Bytown Cinema or the Black Sheep Inn and tickets for the National Arts Center.
Our survey said...
Si Barrio Latino.
If you have any questions about this survey or anything else you see on the website, please send us an email at info@ckcufm.com.
Our survey said...
CKCU 93.1 FM, Serena Ryder with Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream, and we also had Hawksley Workman with Common Cold, which happens a lot around this time.
Yep, winter time
of year. And that's from the album Almost a Moon.
And those two will be performing during the Olympics.
That is correct. Did you check the dates?
Hold on.
All right.
Serena Ryder's February 14th.
Serena Ryder, February 14th. Valentine's Day, that's right. It's going to be very heartwarming. You'll feel that tickle in your chest.
And Hoxie would be at February 17th at the Richmond Ozone.
The Richmond Ozone.
With Joe Barber.
Pardon me. Yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah, I wish we could go to Vancouver.
You're not going?
I wish.
You didn't hear about the road trip?
No.
We got some of those transporters from Star Trek, you know, and it'll just beam you over there in a
Cause I think some of the concerts
few seconds.
Yeah, I think some of the concerts would be free at the Vancouver during the Olympics. Those Canadian acts performing.
Okay.
I wish we could go and check them out. Fun times.
Yeah. Well, we should be able to catch a bunch on TV, right?
Maybe radio.
Yeah.
Most likely radio will be airing it.
Oui, c'est correct. So we're going to be turning it over to Lenny's portion of our hour and a half together, the Wild Works section. So,
Wooden Sky interview. It'll be a fun one. Silly interview.
William Sky?
No, the Wooden Sky.
Wooden Sky.
Yeah.
That's, I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy those interviews.
Oh, boy. It wasn't really music related. I didn't really think too much questions. Oh, boy. It wasn't really. So, I had to refer to another show. So I'll say that later.
All right.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming up later. So we'll be getting that in 3 minutes at 10:45 in the morning. And we'll be on still until 11:30. Officially, I'm turning over the reins to Lenny.
Yeah.
A couple of things I wanted to mention. CKCU's logo contest is going on. So if you'd like to help us celebrate our 35th anniversary, we're looking for a brand new logo celebrating 35 years in your ears. So to enter our logo design contest, you can win $500 cash, and it could be our official 35th anniversary logo. Now, this contest is open to current Carleton University students, and it must be original artwork. And submissions to be emailed, info@ckcufm.com. The deadline is the end of the month, January 31st, and this is sponsored by the Bytown Cinema. And we're going to be talking about the Mayfair Cinema in a little bit. So if you'd like to try your hand at a logo for CKCU, info@ckcufm.com, and good luck. Also going on March break for the kiddies are the CKCU's famous Radio Camp 101. So it's during March 15th to 19th. For the March break, and for kids aged 9 to 12. So during the camp, radio campers will learn how to use studio equipment, including mixing boards, microphones, digital editing software, and portable audio recorders. Also, they will write and record fictional radio advertisements, which are a lot of fun.
And they'll be taking over Dylan's slot.
That's right. They're going to do a two-hour live radio show. So it's great, great fun, and they learn a lot. So if you'd like to enroll your child in that
limited
radio camp, it's
up to limited attend.
Yeah, there's a cap. We don't have much spots, so act quickly. Email us at info@ckcufm.com or call us at 613-520-3533. Coming up later on today is Remote Planet, CKCU's very own sketch comedy show. And at 5, we have the Drunken Master review.
Yeah, I got a beef Lenny's somehow. Sort of slight beef.
Yeah, you got a bone to pick with them. So.
I should add the Twitter to one of the co-hosts. I forgot.
I hope they don't mind.
Yeah, they don't mind, I guess.
Mm.
There's be something,
So, the Drunken Master review at 5 for all you movie buffs and film geeks, and for Lenny Wu to make comment. And
something to laugh at.
So we're going to get an early start on Wild Works. It'll be Lenny and I. And officially, I'm turning over the reins. So we're just going to play a little...
Short ad.
Yeah,
and some new songs.
And play musical chairs here.
Yep.
So thank you for listening to Audio Sensory Resuscitation. I'm Mike Mercero. He's Lenny Wu.
Yep.
And we're still here. We'll be right back.
Live Rush. The National Arts Center's last-minute low-cost ticket program for students only. Live Rush offers members the chance to witness the best in theater, music, and dance for only $11. No need to pick up membership cards. To become a Live Rush member, simply register online at www.liverush.ca. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, Flickr, texting alerts. However you keep in touch, stay up to date on upcoming events, shows, and more. Tickets are available to Live Rush members at the NAC box office from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. on the day of the performance with a valid student ID. CKCU-FM is a proud sponsor of the NAC's Live Rush program.
If I ever found the cause of this sadness, I know it would be impossible to keep the vision against all of me. When I took myself far and away from everyone that I knew. If you're looking for the moon, is it ever when it's new? When the iron is cold and the binding holds fast onto you. When I listen for the footsteps that nearly knock me down in the room. The tower is gone, you say, but how well can you really see? I'm finding my in a heartbeat, you'll be free.
And it's 10:50 a.m. and you're listening to CKCU FM 93.1 and online at CKCUFM.com. It's me, Lenny, on, and Mike Stu with me as well.
True.
Yeah, and
true.
You just heard a new song, and her album came out yesterday, and it's Bash a Bullet with Run from her sophomore album, Heart of My Own. Hope you like that song.
Yes, I did. Hopefully everybody else enjoyed that as well.
And it should be in Ottawa on February 13th at the First Baptist Church, and I'm hoping I get to interview her because I've seen her like 8 times so far. Yeah, she's a great singer.
How much are tickets?
I think it's $15.
Okay, tickets at the door?
I don't know about that, but you can find it at Compact Music or Vertical Records or whatever.
$15 is cheap.
Yeah.
So February 13th.
Saturday. Day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all you
and during Winterhood.
Last minute people looking for Valentine's gifts.
I think it's a big venue because like she's been holding other venues, and it's like spin sellouts, good crowds for her.
Good.
Yeah. And I don't know if I should go. Should I start the rant or just play another new song?
I think you've been ready for this rant for a long time. Kind of wanted to hear this.
Yeah, it's like I was listening to the Drunken Master review last Wednesday. I'm surprised they talk about Hong Kong films and they talk about Jackie Chan. I'm surprised.
And where are your parents from?
Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to set that up.
They said their favorite Jackie Chan movie of the 2000s or the noughties was New Police Story. And I have a beef with that movie because, like, I watched it and I was slightly disappointed with New Police Story.
And what is this movie?
New Police Story.
New Police Story?
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Jackie Chan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a bunch of other people.
And when was that?
2004.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's long ago now. Yeah. They said that's the best of... That was their best of the 2000s for Jackie Chan. They also made fun of...
So what is your best Jackie Chan of the noughties?
None. I say my favorite Jackie Chan movies were before he sold out to Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When they were shooting it in China and then they would, like, dub it in English after?
It was actually before Rumble in the Vancouver? Rumble in the Bronx, or yeah.
That's my favorite. Rumble in the Bronx. 1999, I think? No, maybe before. Anyways.
Let me check Wikipedia.
it's before the noughties.
Yeah, I know. Excuse me. It wasn't really filmed in New York. It was filmed in Vancouver. Yeah. Yeah, except
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I did not. I guess you're not
sure. Big into Hong Kong movies. I'm surprised that the guy is the Drunken Master. Oh, yeah, that's their name, the Drunken Master. Yeah, my favorite probably be... Drunken Master 2 before the 2000, and probably my favorite for the 2000 would be Rush Hour 2.
Really?
I don't know. Because it was filmed in Hong Kong, parts of it.
That's okay.
What, and even though film critics and reviewers didn't like it, hey, that's my favorite Jackie Chan Hollywood movie.
We're all entitled to our own opinion.
So yeah, and then what also made me laugh during Drunken Master review was that they were listening out. 1989 movies. It's like, oh man, it's like 20 years later now. Oh, it's like how time flies by.
Howard Hughes movies.
Howard Hughes movies?
Or not Howard Hughes, John,
John
Hughes.
John Hughes, yeah, they mentioned Uncle Buck, Home Alone.
The Great Outdoors, I think he wrote that one.
Yeah.
Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah, they didn't mention that. That was like 84 or 85.
Yeah.
And
you said Uncle Buck,
yeah.
Great Outdoors.
And
a whole bunch of great
movies. And they did, one
Splash?
Of
Splash? Splash with... Tom Hanks.
Yeah. And there's one movie that the host didn't like. Drunken Master didn't like was Weekend at Bernie's.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. And then they made fun of some baseball movies like Major League, League of Their Own, and one of them didn't watch Field of Dreams. I haven't watched the movie, but I just can't stand that. I just started to find that cliche, that catchphrase cliche was that if you build it, it will come.
Right, with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I was going to play a Chinese song. Like, the thing I don't like about New Police Story was that scene where the skateboard park, or whatever, I guess, where people rollerblading and that. It's just one of his police partner got killed. His character's name was Sam.
Mm-hmm.
His acting was so bad. I don't know. It was awful. That's why I was a bit let down with the movie, even though there's some parts are some cause like the previous new police stories like were more lighthearted, goofy action fun, but the new police story is more darker. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So yeah, and then pretty much it was pretty it was okay, but just some parts were much of a letdown.
So what do we have here?
Some Chinese song. I don't know. Is it the one I just mentioned? The actor who just got killed off.
You don't know the title?
Gay fun some gay fun tea.
And what does that mean?
I had to find it somewhere. I had to find the translation. I just forgot.
Come on, man. These are your roots.
Yeah. But it's a
we'll get back to you.
It's a popular song. I know people singing in karaoke. I even sang in karaoke once 10 years ago. Oh my goodness.
Really?
In Hong Kong. Oh my god. I don't know if I will sing it.
I think I just lost a little bit of respect for you.
So yeah, here's that song by the actor who just got killed off in New Police Story, whose acting was so bad, but he's a famous singer, but he also lived in Canada during the 90s. So he was very popular in the late 80s to 90s.
Okay.
So here it is.
曲泣声绝无意义，它不会扭转分开的心意。梦似是失去收结一首诗，仿佛听别人故事，今天我岂可关心多一次，又再让这次冬一再开始。到底得几分伤心几分痴，旧事从梦里也不再有意思，谁要你再说那温馨的句子。到底得几分伤心几分痴，睡梦如欠缺要你都不可以，而这晚却算我跟你不可再试。啊，分离从来不易，这个你我早已知，但到这夜方发觉情与爱何休止。若是热烈地爱多一次，放弃原来更易，就算以后失去你仍笑说不介意。几分伤心几分痴，旧事从梦里也不再有意思，谁要你再说那温馨的句子。到底得几分伤心几分痴，睡梦如欠缺了你都不可以，而这晚却算我跟你不可再试。啊，分离从来不易，这个你我早已知，但到这夜方发觉情与爱何休止。若是热烈地爱多一次，放弃原来更易，就算以后失去你仍笑说不介意。分离从来不易，这个你我早已知，但到这夜方发觉情与爱何休止。若是热烈地爱多一次，放弃原来更易，就算以后失去你
笑是不介意。
Lenny, you sung that entire song.
Oh god,
studio. I quite enjoyed it. So I take back that comment about losing respect for you for doing karaoke, because I'm sure you did quite well. Did you win a prize?
No. It's not those karaoke big boxes. You know, the hangout, you know, usually those hangouts. So yeah, that was the translation is Bits of Sadness, Bits of Craze. I don't know. That's from Wikipedia. So that was Dave Wong. So with Gay Fuzzy, certain song, Gay Fuzzy.
And going back, just before I forget, when I mentioned Splash as a John Hughes, either written or directed, I was way off. I was completely wrong. It was directed by Ron Howard and not written by Hughes at all. A bunch of other guys, but it starred Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah, and John Candy, and it's hilarious. So regardless, it's a great film.
Man, 25 years later, that's crazy. it's 11 a.m. right now. It's January 27, 2010. And this is me, Lenny, and Mike. And I guess we should go to the Mayfair listings quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Make the drunken master happy before he flames me if he hears me or his host, co-host.
What you got? Am I reading this?
Yeah, you're reading it. I don't know.
Today, as you said, January 27th, Wednesday, at 7 p.m. is Valentino, the Last Emperor. At 9:10, we have The Bad Lieutenant, with Nick Cage and Eva Mendes. And that's also playing the 20th tomorrow, Thursday, at 9:30. Also tomorrow at 7 is Revolution 2010. I have no idea what that's about. but maybe it's a kind of sci-fi. Here, I'll read you the little blurb. So it's new works from Saw Video. So it's local stuff. Okay. Lots of people say they want a revolution, but Saw Video members do something about it. And here's proof. A special program of new independent video and media artworks for the new decade. Filmmakers in attendance. All seats $5. So it's going to last 2 hours at 7 o'clock tomorrow. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It must be.
What you doing tomorrow? I think I'll be at the Mayfair tomorrow.
I think I'll be going to Algonquin College for some concert, but we'll mention it later. So I guess we'll get to the...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh.
Also, plugging the Drunken Master review. Friday at the Mayfair, January 29th at 11:15. It's the Drunken Master JoJo series.
Oh, my God. Is it a Hong Kong movie?
The Shaolin Temple?
Must be a Jet Li movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
Actually, it's confirmed. It is Jet Li.
I guess
first,
so, yeah.
His first starring role, his breakthrough role.
Oh, boy. So what should we get to? I guess we'll get to the Wooden Sky interview, which I did this weekend. So it seems like I'm back, still delaying my editor interviews from November. So, because this one's sort of new. It's pretty new. It was Sunday. So just one question I asked is, so in case the song gets old in a few months. So I should play it now. So hope you like this interview, Mike.
CKCU 93.1 FM.
I'm at Canteen for Bands Undone, and with me are some of the members of Wooden Sky. Introduce yourselves, and what do you play?
I'm Wyatt. I play bass, backup vocals. I'm Gavin, and I play the guitar.
I'm Kip, and I play the drums.
So, how long have you been together as a band?
Me and Gavin have been together for 7 years, and I think Kip and Simon have been about 4 years now. So like this whole group, I think almost four years.
I can't believe that.
Next summer will be 4 years, yeah. So that's 8 years
now. We should go out for winter. Red Lobster.
So how's the tour been so far?
Good.
Excellent. We're just starting. This is the third day, so we're just trying to remember how to do it.
What's considered your favorite tour, like, previously? So I heard, like, do you guys perform on a canoe? I don't know if that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. I don't think there's any favorite tour. All of them are pretty awesome in their own right. Like touring with LA Brood was amazing. Touring the like Bedrooms and Backstreets tour, like alternative venues, was awesome as well. I don't think any of them are necessarily better than the other ones.
Touring with Jonas is really fun too.
Yeah, exactly.
Each one's really different.
Yeah. I watch the water rolling off the river. So my dear,
has it been a challenge to write songs?
Yes.
How so?
Like collaborate, man. Yeah.
So is there only one person writing a song, or just a group?
It's a group effort.
I write 20% of the material.
So do I.
I write the songs at home, and then we work on them a lot together.
So what would be your most favorite song from your current album?
For me, I don't know. It kind of changes, actually, for me.
They become very different when you play them live, too. It's like the qualities you level up in. So it changes from day to day for me. I don't know about you.
I'd say, like, for me, Something Hiding For Us in the Night is always, like, one that I really like the most, I guess, all the time. It just never changes.
So who are your musical influences?
That's sir. Stevie Nicks.
Stevie, yeah.
Tom Petty.
Towns Van Zandt.
Towns Van Zandt, it's a good one.
I'm really liking that Michael Hurley stuff.
Michael Hurley is a new favorite, yeah.
Yeah.
Phil Collins is a guilty pleasure.
I mean, every day when you drove me to school.
My mom, she played Shania Twain.
That's too bad.
It was awful, but she loved it. So.
That was a steady diet of Phil Collins and James Taylor.
I hate James Taylor. I don't know what to say.
It's annoying.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's cheesy as fuck.
He's a pest.
He's a pest?
always said about guilty pleasures. I was about to say about songs. What would be your guilty pleasure song?
I don't really feel guilty about liking anything. I don't either. I feel like if I like something, then I should just cherish it.
It's fun to have a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
I was going to say mine was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Ra ra ah ah ah, Roma Roma ma ga ga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance? Ra ra ah ah ah, Roma.
Oh, okay. Lady Gaga.
That's a guilty one. Although she's pretty a wicked performer. I never actually heard her music before.
She's a writer. I don't know if you knew that. Sting.
No way. I openly hate Sting.
I love Destiny's Child, actually.
Yeah, I love Destiny's Child.
Beyonce is awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's really great.
Put her hang on it.
Beyonce? Mm-hmm.
I'm not guilty. There's no guilt there, though.
Whoop, there it is.
Why would you ever feel guilty about
that? That's true, I know. I just wanted to bring that up and laugh about it.
So now we get to
CNC
old
Music Factory.
Yeah. Now we get to old school guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Dance Mix 92, 93.
93. That was a hit.
That year.
Good.
Ace
of Base too is another. I used to perform dances to Ace of Base with my sister.
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. With your sister.
How about Criss Cross?
Oh man, I actually, there was one family gathering that I went to. It was a Christmas gathering, and I wore overalls. And I went to the bathroom and changed and wore them backwards because I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah. Did you have one strap on them?
You probably did,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Horses by my window, blowing you fast asleep, far below in the hall. You never.
So, what do you miss about the 2000s? Musically, fashion, nerver.
It's too soon to tell.
Yeah.
Ask me like in 2020.
Or ask me in 3000, I think.
Yeah. His corpse. Yeah.
Aside from the music, who's your favorite sports team? Don't tell me it's the Maple Leafs.
Hartford Whalers.
Hartford Whalers, yeah. The Whale, 93.
Still play them in the NHL 96.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh my god. They're bad enough already.
I don't have.
We would probably say the Leafs, but they're so bad that nobody really cares about them anymore in Toronto.
I think. I don't really. No.
Oh yeah, we probably should have said the Senators.
I did say the Senators.
So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Not from Ottawa, I think.
So no Raptors? No Raptors love?
I don't think anyone likes the Raptors. Like, even in Toronto, I think it's like, who cares? Yeah, when they first, like early, when it was still
actually,
cool.
But it's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So basically, like
it's a
circus. It's a 3-hour party. Yeah,
it's
a
weird
party.
Music between the
Everybody
place.
Has things, and they do like that.
There's like people doing flips and jumps and stuff. Guys in mascot.
There's a little bit of basketball, I think.
Something.
Basketball in the middle. It's a party with basketball.
So, which other bands are you good friends with?
A bunch of them. Evening Hymns, we're good friends with Jonas from Evening Hymns. And
last night we played with Great Bloomers from Toronto.
Brood.
Late Brood, OBJU. Timber Tamber was there last night.
RAA, we're going to be meeting up with in a week or so. Good friends of ours.
You guys going to Vancouver for the during Olympics?
We're flying. We're flying. Yeah. We're going to be representing Ontario.
Any future projects you guys got planned?
Yeah, we're writing all the time.
Lastly, any pranks or jokes you make to one another or to other bands?
Other bands.
I think just being around each other is good enough prank.
Yeah. I don't think we really do that.
Threw an egg at the window once. But it was our van.
That's a prank on yourself.
I don't know. I had a sandwich and it was just
throwing. We're too nervous to prank other people. Yeah.
So thank you for taking time to do the interview.
Thank you.
It was a blast.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
I wake up, you get in home. I've been dreaming about mountains, and you've been dreaming about gold.
even if I ever make it home. Oh, if I ever make it home, my key won't open the door. Well, I've been thinking about selling off every shirt I own to stand naked out here in the cold, just trying to make it out on my own. Well, long my God still means a lot to me. Oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh my take all the little pieces and put them in one big box and just throw away the key. But don't you ever show it to me. Said I've made that mistake before and came home to find my life just spilled out on the floors. That she was trying to make some room for more, just trying to make some room for more.
That was Oh My God, It Still Means a Lot to Me by The Wooden Sky from their current album, The Wooden Sky. So I hope you liked their interview.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
You know, like, they liked it. You were surprised with the lady gaga.
Guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasures.
Yeah, on the weekend, I was like, usually my weekends when I listen to mainstream music, like, I'm more in the mainstream mode because I just listen to a Hong Kong radio station. A person plays the top 10 UK, top 10 US charts. And Bad Romance was played 2 times, and then I wrote my Facebook status like, oh, there goes that, oh my, how's that go, that Bad Romance, rah rah, gaga gaga, la la la. And people kept saying to me, that song is their guilty pleasure.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, when you're into the indie scene like you, you're pretty into it, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people still like.
But everybody.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people like Lady Gaga.
Well, and you know, that kind of mainstream stuff is really hard to avoid. So, you know, even if you're growing up or even nowadays, you know, it seeps into your subconscious.
So we'll get to a new track right now. It just got released on Monday on the internet. It's Caribou.
Ooh.
Yeah, follow-up to Andorra. So the 2008 Pellers Music Prize winner. So it's now doing a follow-up called Swim. It's going to come out, I think, March or April. But yeah, there's a new song that just came out, and it's called Odessa. So I wonder if Ryan Breezy from Whatever It's Cool For Me is going to play that tomorrow. So I get the head start. Ha ha. So I hope you're not listening, Ryan.
Plenty of.
He's on from 9:30 to 12 on Thursday mornings.
You're full of rivalries today.
Not really rivalry. It's just like, I know. Because I usually play the same songs, almost the same songs that I play. So he's into it. So here's Odessa.
Thank you.
There you go, that's a brand new track from Caribou. The new track is Odessa from the upcoming album Swim. I haven't checked when's it coming out. So hope you like this new track, and I wonder if Ryan Brise is going to play it tomorrow. I hope you're listening, Brian. Don't be calling me up at this time, too. So, I forgot to mention, don't forget to listen to the Thursday Special Blend maybe next Thursday, as David Yazbek will air his interview with the Wooden Sky, and as mine was a bit sillier, so I think his will be more in depth of the music, more of the music side. So there you go, and let me go to the concert listings or entertainment listings. I'll tell you who'll be brought to you by. So I think tonight, what's happening tomorrow, the Black Sheep Bin, Kate Mackey, and will be performing, and I think Ralph Klausner of the Acorn will be performing as well. I think Thursday, yeah. And Green Analog will be at the Observatory at Algonquin College tomorrow night. And I'm not sure what's on for Wednesday. Not much. For Friday, there's a Glee Fire fundraiser with Sadie Howe, the Waters Brothers, and the Murder Plans. I might be going to that one. It'll be at the Royal Oak on Glebe. And Katrina Sturton, I can't pronounce her name. Katrina Sturton at Royal Sugar on Saturday, January 30th. And February 1st, the Hamilton Trading Company at Safe Odds. A free Monday show. And also on February 1st, it's Adam Sakely and the Luya is at Rush Sugar Cafe. And over at the other site I'm checking, February 3rd, Matthew DeSote will be at the NEC. February 6th, Tanya Davis will be at the Black Sheep Inn, along with Paper Beat Scissors. And February 5th, Kiri will be at the Black Sheep Inn for the Dead of Winter Festival. So there's a lot coming up, and Wood Pigeon will be at the Black Sheep Inn on February 21st, and Bash a Blot, February 13th. So there's a lot to go through, and the concert listings is brought to you by the Lieutenant's Pump, Facebook, and Bands Undone. And since the entertainment websites is not updated yet, so I had to use those two sites to go for the concerts. And now we're going to get to You Say Party, We Say Die. So they just released a brand new music video. It's called Dark Days. Let me try to find it. And I still can't get sick of You Say Party, We Say Die. And they're such a great band. I don't know. Just their songs are just addictive to listen to. So here's Dark Days. And the video I'll be posting up on... It's already posted on my playlist, so it should be up soon. So here's Dark Days. It's 11:25 a.m. or 11:26 a.m. and you're listening to KCU FM 93.1 FM. And this is me, Lenny, and Mike.
Yep.
Hope you like Dark Days by You Say Party, We Say Die.
I concur. Yeah. I like it.
So coming up is the other show, which I hope they don't play Nickelback. I know he's not here yet, so...
Why is that?
I'm not a big fan of Nickelback.
Well, maybe it's his guilty pleasure.
Maybe. I don't know, but yeah.
Just like
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I know, pretty much.
You know, Lady Gaga got her name from Queen's song Radio Gaga?
Not really. I thought because people called her Gaga. I thought that was one thing too.
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Maybe.
Because it's so reliable, that information.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe we're both right.
So yeah, to the end of the show, I'll be playing one of the artists, one of the bands I'll be playing at the Vancouver Olympics. And I think you'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Elliot Brood. So see you next Wednesday. So it's ready done for you.
Coming up next is the CUSA show with Nick Bergamini.
Nickelback sucks. So see you next week.
You're going to get a beating.
Yep.
He's as mad as a hatter. Bitter tune, bitter you. When you saw what
mess is so hot that this damn record will self-destruct.
Experimental, eclectic, and occasionally scandalous, La Petite Mort, the gallery that reaches far beyond framed works hung passively on white walls.
It's so funky you need an axe to chop your way on through.
A blend of primal energy, high style, contemporary, and ghetto, La Petite Mort promises to amaze, enlighten, and continually arouse.
You better get yourself together and get on board.
La Petite Mort Gallery.
Go to
306 Cumberland Street, Ottawa.
Or visit www.lapetitemallgallery.com.
The gallery presents the work of Martin Ouellet, a series of new paintings called In Between the Layers. This one-month exhibit runs from December 31st till January 31st. Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Vernissage, Thursday, December 31st from 8 p.m. till midnight. La Petite Mort Gallery, brought to you in part by CKSU FM.
I guess I got an extra half hour. This is me, Lenny, and Mike. It's Lemon 34 and
the extended edition.
Yeah, of the, and then we just heard the novels with This Wouldn't Be the Last Time, which is only available online.
Yeah, it's www.oknovels.com. OK spelled OKAY. Yeah. And they're what they're doing is they're it's like a 5-track EP basically, and it's not being sold in stores or on the internet. What they're doing is it's a free download, and what they're encouraging is that people who have them make copies of like CDs and just leave them in random places, like a park bench or at a coffee shop, or I don't know, maybe slip it into somebody's bag on the bus. So it should be fun. And then they also encourage them to take pictures of where and video of where they put it or find it.
Ah, okay.
So, and I'm sure they'll probably edit something together with, you know, all that visual stuff.
One unfortunate thing is I still haven't seen Tokyo Police Club live.
That's right. And Graham Wright is part of Novels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen Born Ruffians live, and they sort of know me now.
Yeah.
I think.
Luke Lalonde is also in the band, and Will Curry is in it from...
He used to be one of the members of Tokyo Police Club.
Oh, yeah. Now he's got his own thing. Will Curry and the Country French.
Yep.
And also Dean Marino and Jason Sadlowski. Do you know any of those guys?
Only the three, that's it. But I don't know about the Expo and J Sad.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to play a new track from Woodhands. And it's called CP24 from their new album, which came out Tuesday as well, from the new album Remosca Paid. Yeah, it's called CP24. I wonder if... I guess you know that channel.
CP
24.
No, please and CPAC?
No. It's a. It used to be. It's like a Toronto. It's a Toronto news channel.
Oh right. Yeah, okay.
It has all these graphics and shows that the highway, the 401. Yeah, it's all that. It's like news. It's like a news channel for Toronto, for people who live in Toronto. But I have it on Bell TV. So here's the crazy guy, the crazy duo, Wood Hens from CP24.
CKCU 93.1.
naked and I'm walking around. I'm naked and I'm walking around.
Boom! Yeah, we're back on CKCU 93.1. It's me, Lenny, filling in for the other show.
The CUSA show with Nick Bergamini. He's running for CUSA president.
Yeah.
So, it's not a bad way for publicity either, having a show, a CUSA show on CKCU, Carleton Radio.
So it's 11:40, 4 a.m., and you just heard two songs, two new songs. Started off CP24 by Woodhands, and then local act Sadie Howe with the Queen of Babylon. And I'm surprised I finally got the liner notes from Ben of CDL, and I'm surprised my name's on it for the thank you. Yeah, I'm surprised. First time I've got thanked in some album. So it has a bunch of, it has a list of people who he's thanked. Yeah, so I'm flattered. That's all I could say.
it's a pretty interesting insert, too.
Yeah, it's like their album is basically vinyl and CD. You can just buy both at once.
And, like, all the thank yous, are the lyrics on there, too?
Yep, lyrics on there as well.
It's a transparent page, like what you would put on a projector.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to read when you're, like, looking at it.
I know.
Like you know, we can read both sides, but I've got the backwards side.
Yeah, he text messaged me on Monday. Cool. He text messaged me on Monday, like, if I have a mailbox. I don't have a mailbox for CKCU. I don't think I need one, so... If any artist or musician wants to drop off something, just drop it off to main office. Just make sure it's under my name. So, yeah. So now we're going to get to a different song, but I don't think it's new, but it's like 2009. So, You Come Blonde. So I'm just playing some random songs now before noontime.
And we have a sweet one coming up later, too, right?
Yeah, be your choice.
A literally sweet one.
So here's Tapes Forever Be Tapes. So we go from talking about vinyl to now we're going to tapes. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's now 11:54 a.m. and listening to CKCU FM 93.1 and online at CKCUFM.com. And we're almost wrapping up the show, and so far we just heard let me check my playlist again. Two songs, yeah. We started off UConn Blonde with Tapes Forever Be Tapes from their self-titled album, UConn Blonde, which came out in 2009. And then finally ending off with You Don't Miss Me by Ruby G and the Thoughtful Bees, which came out last year. And last week I checked on my Facebook that they released their music video for this song. The funny thing nowadays is there's a few music videos now that are shot in high definition. So even though the ones we have right now on TV, like Much Music, are not on HD right now in standard definition, so hard to say if any music channel is going to go on HD. What do you think?
I do like HD.
But yeah, it seems like YouTube and those seems to be more useful and helpful to viewing music videos.
True. And you can get like high quality video on YouTube now too. So a lot of producers and
seems like the Canadian music video seems to be shooting in high. Canadian indie music videos are shooting in high definition. Yeah.
So because we're so good.
Yeah. And Ruby Jean, like the singer Rebecca Hicks, she has I don't know if she still has a radio show on CKDU in Halifax. CKDU is like a Dalhousie University's campus station.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know if she's still on because I know I can't get on their online streaming. So yeah. And it's 11:56 and now we're ending off with one more song and then we're going to get to the BBC News at noon. You got to love the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if your girlfriend's listening.
My girlfriend?
Did she watch the BBC?
That's right. She's in the UK.
Yeah.
She doesn't like when I talk about her.
Oh,
her name is.
My bad.
Her name and number is.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, good stuff. She's teaching in UK.
Yeah.
It's really cool, really fun.
So we're going to add up one more song.
Mm-hmm. We've got a sweet song coming up. It may make you hungry for dessert. It's called Sweet Gingerbread Man by Bobby Sherman.
So we'll be on again next week. We're not sure if we're on for another extra half hour.
Yeah, we were filling in for Nick Bergamini on the CUSA show. He's running for CUSA Prez, so good luck to him.
So we might be on again next Wednesday, 11:30. Noon. So, see ya.
Feel like I'm made out of gingerbread. From picking, lip licking gingerbread. Can't think about rainy weather now. I finally got